Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Hammer time!
Happy New Year! Yeah, I'm here. Good morning, it's Dominic Cortese, and Hammer Time Radio starts right here, right now. When you want the work done right, call Dominic Cortese. Call
Cortese, your man for home improvement. Leaking roof? Need new windows? Looking to remodel your kitchen or bath? You've come to the right place and the right time. Broadcasting on News Radio 930 WBEN since 1989, this is Hammer Time Radio. Now, your host, your man for home improvements, Dominic Cortese.
Well, good morning, homeowners, and welcome once again to a brand new year and another edition of Hammer Time Radio, starting our 33rd year on WBEN, if you could believe that. Glad you're with us. Happy New Year to you. 1-1-22, that's today. And what are you doing today, huh? It's kind of a odd holiday, right? Because it's still Saturday, but yet it's the first day of the year. It is a holiday. What are your plans for today and what's going on around your house? How was your Christmas? And what do you got in mind for the upcoming year as far as your home goes? I've got some tips I'm going to give you about your home and insuring it properly. You know, our home dynamic has really changed in the last, 2 years now almost, as far as how we look at our homes, the value that we have in our homes. Has increased. The functionality components have changed with you working from home and the kids being educated from home. The whole idea of Zoom meetings and having a place for such a meeting, the Zoom room, as it's now been called, are all part of the dynamic that has changed in our home. And, you know, the importance of having a well-preserved home. And that's kind of our focus today, along with anything that you have to bring up to my attention, something that broke around the house over the holidays. I'm 803-0930. Outside Buffalo, you can call me for free at 1-800-616-WBEN. And our Orchard Park text board, our Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board, is open and running. The number is the same as our call-in number, 803-0930. So the older your home gets, the more expensive it can be to insure. Now, if you want to be able to replace distinctive building materials and architectural features in the event of a loss, you may need to look at the policy limits that you have for such components on your homeowner's coverage. There's definitely concerns for older homes that often lead to costs associated with replacement. So be mindful of that. And that's particularly important. And we will be doing a show focused on this in the weeks ahead. I had a friend recently lose his home to a fire, and he's actually in the insurance industry. And his focus right now is his policy up to date enough to actually cover present day replacement costs? And the reason that's important is because present day replacement costs have gone up. So be mindful of that. And you should, and now that we are in a new year, you should pay attention to the policy limits and whether you have coverage to pay for present day costs. Of course, it's a challenge finding affordable insurance. Even if your home is just 30 or 40 years old, an outdated roof, plumbing, or electrical systems can raise the cost of your insurance or even make qualifying for a policy difficult. So making upgrades that leave your home safer from accidents, break-ins, and natural disasters can certainly help. And as I say, we'll, in the show today, we're going to take this idea apart and mix in your questions and comments. And if you want to share a New Year's resolution for your home, we'd welcome that too. 803-0930. Outside Buffalo, 1-800-616-WBEN. And again, our text board, 803-0930. By the way, the first 3 months of the cooking school are sold out. Yet January, February, and March sold out. And I'll bring up here, I just wasn't quite ready with the idea of mentioning that, but let me just bring up the cooking class. The classes that are coming up that are not sold out are the March is sold out, as I said. April, we have Sunny Sicily, modern twists on classic comforting Sicilian cuisine, caponata, arancini, plus cassata and cannoli for dessert. And May, we've got classic Roman cuisine. Cacio e pepe is one of the most popular pasta dishes that come out of Rome. And that'll be the focus in May, classic Roman cuisine. And in June, Sauce 101, featuring three of Chef Jerry's most amazing sauces. Jerry Clemente is our chef and teacher. Our classes run the first Monday of the month at 6 p.m. at our Come Home to Cortez cooking school and showroom at 9074 Main Street in Clarence. And we welcome you to come out and check out our brand new home. We're very proud of it. We have about 7 or 8 bathroom displays. We've got about 6 or 7 kitchen displays along with our full-scale kitchen school, cooking school. Jerry Clemente is our chef. The cost is $60 for our cooking school. You can go online to cortez.net and go to the drop-down menu, About Us, and under About Us, Come Home to Cortez cooking classes, you'll learn more. Again, unfortunately, January, February, and March are sold out, but April, May, and June, still some openings, and then we'll be announcing the next 6 month slate shortly. So that's, again, the first Monday of every month, with the exception of January. We move that to the 10th. It's February 7th, March 7th, April 4th, May 2nd, and June 6th. Come Home to our Cortez Cooking Schools. Check it out online and or give us a call at our showroom at 683-2100. Good morning from Dominic Cortez. And before you pick up the hammer, before you pick up the drill, pick up the phone and give me a call. I'd love to talk to you. And before we talk to you, we're going to travel north on Transit Road to the right-hand side of the road, the Clarence side, and say good morning to our kumbadi, Gabe Mandalena, the manager of the Lakeshore Savings Bank branch there on Transit Road in Clarence. Buon anno nuovo, Gabriel.
Hey, buon anno. Good morning. Happy New Year to you and all your listeners, Dominic.
Thank you, and it's great to have you with us today as we begin another year of broadcast and another year of our relationship, our wonderful relationship with Lakeshore Savings Bank. And today, Gabriel, the first time we're going to say for 131 years of putting people first, we jumped from 130 to 131. It's amazing an institution like Lakeshore has been around for 131 years.
Yeah, you know, we started in 1891 and have never looked back.
There you go.
We continue to get stronger and stronger, and it's great relationships with folks like you and all of your listeners that just keep us going.
You know, when they we talk about putting people first, it's more than just a sell line. It's really kind of at the core of what Lakeshore is all about.
Yeah, you know, it's in our mission statement. It's what we do, and really, it's taking care of that customer from the very beginning through the middle and all the way to the end, and you know, never letting go, always reaching out. making sure the customer is great all the way through the whole process, whether it's through a loan process or just, you know, opening up an account and looking to save some money. We're mm-hmm. going to be with them from beginning to end.
Now, let's talk for a minute, Gabe, about what to expect this coming year for rates. I know there's been issues of volatility in the rate market based on inflation, but the rates are still holding, aren't they?
They are. You know, and right now we're going into 2022 with the great HELOC promotion of being fixed for the first 12 months at 2.5%. We've had that for all of last year, and we're going to continue it into this year. But as you mentioned, you know, all good things must come to an end. And with things starting to improve, you know, hopefully we're getting COVID behind us and the pandemic, and now we're going to start to really move into the right direction. Mm-hmm. Rates could go up. So
We're still holding at 2.5, though, are we not, for the home equity line of credit?
Yes, we are.
Wow.
We're moving into this new year with that same low rate.
Okay, so that we ran all through 2021 at 2.5, and even before that in 2020, and we're running now into the new year at 2.5. This means, folks, that you get access to your home equity at just 2.5% with no cost whatsoever. That means no application fee, no appraisal fee, no closing costs whatsoever. So tap your equity. As your home value rises, you get more equity because of that. And why not use that money to put back into your home? It's your single biggest investment and a very important one, as our topic is today. So tap your equity by going to Lakeshore Savings Bank. And speaking to Gabriel, he's at the Clarence branch. And his phone number is 688-6114. How about mortgage rates, Gabe? What do you think is going to happen in the year ahead?
Well, I tell you, they're probably going to, you know, take the same path. Right now, we still have them very low at Lakeshore Savings Bank. Very, very competitive.
Okay.
But if you, you know, you don't want to hesitate anymore because we just don't know what's going to happen. And, you know, like I said, all good things have to come to an end.
Okay. So give Gabriel a call. Again, the number there, 688-6114. Gabe, any other parting words for our new year beginning today?
Just wishing everybody just a wonderful, happy, and healthy new year and a successful new year to follow.
Okay. Thanks for calling in today, Gabe, the manager of the Clarence branch of Lakeshore Savings Bank for 131 years. Lakeshore Savings Bank. Putting people first.
Come and meet me down by the shore. Yeah, come and meet me down by the shore.
Make sure.
My approach to my first experience with cancer was wrong in so many ways.
Sarah Sade shares the mistakes she made after being diagnosed with cancer.
I did no due diligence on the doctors. I went based on what a couple of friends had done. Some of the world experts in their fields of cancer are at Roswell. I didn't realize that.
As Sarah learned too late, after multiple reoccurrences of cancer, being treated first by experts who specialize in your specific cancer and not by who your friends recommend is so important. Please, take just one day to talk with our experts here at Roswell Park before you make any decisions on your cancer treatment.
If Roswell had been involved at the inception, at the beginning, I definitely think it would have been a different story.
Before you make any treatment decisions, please call Kim Sweeney at 1-800-ROSWELL to spend one day with us or visit justonedaywithus.org.
Here's a message from Brad and Brian Stamm from the Stamm Law Firm, your estate planning and asset protection attorneys.
We all look forward to things in life, such as a wedding, buying a home, or starting a family. We prepare for many of the happy things, but push off the things that are not so easy to talk about, like your will or who will take care of your family if tragedy strikes.
This kind of preparation is not only important to each individual, but vital for your loved ones. One of the greatest things you can do in life is help preserve your family's future. And with the ever-increasing costs of going to court or living in a nursing home, preparation is the key.
You've heard us talk about the basic three in Medicaid planning and how important that is. We encourage everyone to contact our office and talk about the things that are difficult to think about, but absolutely must get done.
We will help you create an overall estate plan that not only makes sense, but protects you, your assets, and your family members forever.
Call the Stamm Law Firm at 631-5767 or go to stammlaw.com. That's stammlaw.com to set up your free consultation.
Eleanor steals your heart. She was diagnosed at 5 weeks old.
a type of leukemia, and it's associated with Down syndrome. Being able to come to St. Jude was a blessing and the best place for her. Talking to the doctors and nurses, they were on top of it. They got this, we got this, it's gonna be okay, and we're gonna get through this. Here, it's like a celebration of life. There's so much great stuff happening. The doctors and nurses are her best friends, and you can tell that they love her, and you could tell she loves them, and that relationship is just amazing. We're just so grateful for them.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital, finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Well, our relationship with Big L Windows and Doors goes way back. I've known Bill Horbit Sr. for, gosh, as long as I've been in our family's business, and he has been in his. And when you see Bill Horbit Sr., congratulate him on his recent marriage and tell him to ask him what his business philosophy is. He'll shrug his shoulders and he'll say, just do the right thing. And that's what it's about at Big L, doing the right thing with their total trust guarantee. They carry the Marvin window line, a quality product available in three steps, the Essential, the Elevate, and the Signature. The Essential is what we have at the new Come Home to Cortese headquarters. It is a fiberglass product, fiberglass in, fiberglass out, very easy to maintain, and fiberglass provides a more stable environment for our winter weather expansion contraction issues than vinyl does. Check out all three levels of Marvin Windows, along with the Therma True Door line at the Big L showroom at 2727 William Street in Chictawaga. Here's their number, 895-8484, biglwindows.com. When you go in, tell them Dominic sent you, and they'll roll out the red carpet for you. And as they say, make sure you say hi to Bill Horbit Sr. Big L, Windows and Doors. And always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Hammer Time.
Buffalo's Home Improvement Show, Hammer Time Radio and Hammer Time TV. Hammer Time TV debuts on Super Bowl weekend, and we're excited about the fifth season of Hammer Time TV. Be sure to check your listings. We'll be giving you updates. We've got some issues with the Olympics on our opening weekend. We've got to shift our schedule around, but we'll give you the exact timing of the debut of Season 5 of Hammer Time TV coming up in just a little bit. 803-0930, that's the number you should call me this for this Saturday morning's show. Anything around the house that needs my attention, pick up the phone right now, and we'll speak to you about it here live on the air. A texter writes, a five-year-old furnace runs great, love it. Do I need a tune-up? The answer is yes. I would put that category of maintenance on an annual schedule. Yearly annual maintenance checkup of your furnace, I think, is important just to kind of get ahead of any issues that might be coming up. When something's running great, that's good. Of course, the tune-up's going to cost you a little money, but they're going to maybe catching something that's coming up that might be a problem down the road, and you don't want to be caught without heat. Another texter writes, I know an apartment is not considered my home, but someone else's. And due to the pandemic, me and my wife and kids are about 3 months late on rent. Just wondering if there are a program or programs that would be help us possibly catch up. Thank you and your listeners. Happy New Year. Nick in Chictawaga, thanks for writing in, Nick. I think it's important that you get your arms around this issue that you're late on your rent by speaking with your landlord and being upfront with him as to when you expect to be able to repay. He may qualify for some programs, actually, to help him with the loss of the rental income. But I would encourage you to have a discussion with him so that you guys are on the same page about you being in arrears. So back to our topic that I opened the show with, and that is the value of your home and understanding what the cost of replacements are, and also understanding the history of your home and how that relates to what it may cost to insure it. Here's an interesting little fact. If you haven't owned your home for long, you may not be aware of the problems that a previous homeowner had experienced. But guess what? your insurance company well. And a spotty history in your home's past could mean more cost to you in the form of a higher premium. Insurers do look for problems that could be reoccurring or have happened in previous losses in the home. So be mindful of that. You should know the history of your home as much as you can discover. A homeowner's insurance carrier, insurance company will know if there's ever been a kitchen fire, if there's ever been burst water lines, if there's ever been a break-in perhaps because you live in a higher crime area. You can see what insurance claims have been filed in the past. You could request a copy of your Comprehensive Loss Underwriting Exchange, the acronym CLUE, Comprehensive Loss Underwriting Exchange. And it's a report that you can get. You can go to the consumer, consumer.risk.lexisnexis.com. Yeah, I'm not kidding. Consumer.risk.lexis, L-E-X-I-S, Nexis, N-E-X-I-S.com. Treat that as a guide to what you may need to get fixed. When insurers see that a house has had losses, they will ask if the repairs have been made that will prevent similar ones from reoccurring. So be mindful. So that would equate to, for example, if you had a kitchen fire, let's say, was the structural components of the house, you know, checked for integrity? Was the any charred lumber removed? That kind of thing. Water lines that have burst, were they properly cut away and replaced as opposed to just being repaired? You know, a fire, again, another example, did it burn through the roof, and was the roof rafters, were they affected structurally? Were there char left there? Was the roof deck burnt through? Was it properly replaced? So knowing all of that, I guess, is an important component to having a sense of the history of your home, and therefore being able to better control the cost of insuring it. The Comprehensive Loss Underwriting Exchange report, the CLUE report, again, consumer.risk.lexis, L-E-X-I-S, Nexis, N-E-X-I-S, .com. Get that report if you're unsure about the past of your home. Now, upgrades that will alert you to safety problems quickly can earn you a discount on your homeowner's policy for protection against break-ins. That can mean cameras, alarm system, especially if it's connected directly into a dial-up system to, you know, a alarm company or even the police. A home security system may qualify you for a discount of up to 5% on your premium. Insurers like to see hardwired smoke detectors throughout and a fire extinguisher in the kitchen. A sprinkler system can also earn you a better rate. Taking that apart, hardwired smokes, well, those are actually required. Whenever we do any renovations to a home now, we have to bring it up to present-day code electrically for detection of fire and carbon monoxide. Sprinkler systems, yeah, those I think are good as well. However, they're very costly, and they could end up being more trouble than they're worth. As far as the damage that the water will do. But in some areas, sprinkler systems are required if the access is limited to the site from a fire truck. I know that there's some areas that we've worked in where, actually in Clarence, where a fire truck couldn't make the turn into the neighborhood, and they required a sprinkler system as a result of that. More tips are coming as we wind through the hour. And if you have a question about any of this, give us a call, 803-0930, outside Buffalo, 1-800-616-WBEN. And our Orchard Park, Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board is available, too, at 803-0930. Question, going back to the text board for a moment, the five-year-old furnace running great, loving it, do I need a tune-up? I can't help us help emphasize that enough as we talk about, you know, the cost of repairing, maintaining, and insuring a home as being up to date on the home systems. You should be aware of the condition and operational capacity of all the systems of your home, and obviously including the furnace. Another important one is your electrical service. I see this a lot, where I go into a home and I ask the homeowner, especially now with the code issues that we deal with, I mentioned bringing everything up to present day code, that also pertains to when we do a renovation of a kitchen or a bathroom, especially a kitchen, because now the present day code has been upgraded to require separated circuits for all of the appliances and the lighting and the outlets in the kitchen. So we may need to add up to 6 circuits to a kitchen when we renovate it. And a panel may not be big enough to accommodate that. So knowing that is kind of vital. Most homeowners aren't aware that I've met. They're clueless about the capacity that they have and the amperage that they have on their service panel. And again, when you do renovations, that's going to become front and center as an important concern. More on this as we check in at the bottom of the hour with the top of the news.
From the WBEN Newsroom, I'm Brayton Wilson. Here's what's happening. Byron Brown was sworn in for a 5th term as Buffalo mayor on Friday, following an unprecedented write-in campaign victory in November. Brown now becomes the longest-serving mayor in Buffalo's history. The mayor said his administration is prepared to build on the policies and the initiatives they have worked tirelessly to develop for the city. More from his inauguration ceremony is available for you online. New York Governor Kathy Hochul spoke on Friday to give an update regarding COVID-19 in the state. As part of her briefing, she unveiled a winter surge plan 2.0 and also encouraged New Yorkers to double mask as a way to try and curb the spread of COVID-19. Complete details of Hochul's briefing is available for you on our website. The Buffalo Bills have a chance to clinch a playoff berth this weekend at Highmark Stadium. As they get set to face the Atlanta Falcons on Sunday, they will enter the game with just 2 players having injury designations for the contest. Veteran wide receiver Emmanuel Sanders is questionable for the game with a knee injury, while defensive tackle Ed Oliver is also questionable due to an injured ankle. And finally, some sad news from the entertainment world as beloved actress Betty White, best known for her comedic work on numerous TV sitcoms, passed away on Friday at the age of 99. She was just under 3 weeks shy of celebrating her 100th birthday. From the WBEN Newsroom, I'm Brayton Wilson.
Hey, if you want to talk about increasing the value of your home, more than likely a bath renovation is in your future. It's Dominic Cortez here, and people love the look of a newly remodeled and modern bathroom, and the surefire sign of quality is a beautiful glass enclosure around your shower or bathtub from my friends at Twin City Glass. For over 50 years, the Weinholz family at Twin City has been in the business of creating elegant, high-quality glass for your bathroom. Now, you might not think there are many options when it comes to glass, but trust me, there are, and only Twin City has several options for you to explore, all on display in their showroom in Willitzer Park. Flerco, Basco, excellent quality products all on display. Check them out. The phone number 694-3300. That's 694-3300. Give them a call on Monday and schedule your visit. Stop in and tell them Dominic sent you. They're in Willitzer Park. They're right not far from the boulevard there. When you stop in, tell them Dominic sent you. And always remember, buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
DraftKings Sportsbook is coming to New York. It won't be long until you can bet on all your favorite sports right here on the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app. You know DraftKings for their daily fantasy contests, and now they've brought their expertise to sports betting so that sports fans everywhere can get in on the action. DraftKings Sportsbook offers everything you would ever want from a sports betting app. From player props to same-game parlays, they have it all. In just a short time, you'll be able to bet on all your favorite sports from the comfort of your own home with one of America's top rated sportsbook apps, DraftKings Sportsbook. DraftKings is safe, secure, and reliable. Best of all, you can deposit and withdraw your cash whenever you want. Check out DraftKings and use code WBEN. That's code WBEN. DraftKings Sportsbook, coming soon to New York State.
Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for full details. Must be 21 and over and physically present in New York. Gambling problem? Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369.
We all have goals, big and small, with new ones taking shape every day. Spending more time on the lake thanks to banking on the go. Adding that wraparound porch you've always wanted. saving enough to someday help your daughter fulfill her dreams. No matter where you are, Northwest fits right in. With the perfect combination of easy-to-use tech and down-to-earth conversation, we'll help you get there one piece at a time. Northwest Bank, increasing the value of you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
It's 3 p.m. For 50 million kids across America, school's out. And for a third of these kids, they're out on their own. Out with nothing to do and nowhere to go. Gives a whole new meaning to the 3 o'clock bell, doesn't it? It's time to support the Boys and Girls Clubs. Visit greatfutures.org.
Our whole philosophy in dental care is of a minimally invasive approach where we try to preserve as many teeth that a person has and preserve as much of their natural tooth.
Feel great.
We don't have to grind down healthy tooth structure in order to protect it anymore. We can actually remove the unhealthy structure or filling and bond in a onlay that's tooth colored just as strong as your tooth.
The Buffalo Dental Group.
The more tooth that we can preserve, the stronger that tooth is. And that's the crux of what we do.
Once you do a crown, it's always going to be a crown. If you do an onlay or an inlay, something that we talked about, the minimally invasive portion, you still have healthy tooth structure to work with. I'm Dr. Ellen Vossler.
And I'm Dr. Bernie Kolber. Call us today at 634-1234.
The Buffalo Dental Group on Main Street in Williamsville and at the corner of Englewood and Kenmore in North Buffalo.
The Buffalo Dental Group.
That's 634-1234.
Look good. Feel great.
Hey, it's Dominic Cortese here. Now, you can close your windows and you can shut your doors, but when cold weather starts creeping in from your roof, well, there's only one way to fix that. Call the people that fix roofs right. Call Ava Roofing. Now, if you've got a leak or if your roof just doesn't look like it's going to hold up to the upcoming onslaught of winter with ice and snow, yeah, give Ava a call. When you call Ava, you'll get superior service and value because Ava's focus is on doing great work. That includes having an expert foreman on every job to ensure the job is done properly. Call Ava today. Get an on-the-spot written estimate and project drawing. There is indeed no reason to get stressed out about the condition of your roof, folks. Trust Ava's clean, prompt service. For roof replacement, for roof repair, 343-ROOF. Schedule a free estimate today. 343-ROOF. That's 343-7663. You can go to avaroofing.com and you could actually book right online, select a day and time and the type of quote you'd like. Ava Roofing, because every dollar saved counts. And always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Hammer Time.
10:38 is the time on WBEN. Good morning from Dominic Cortese. And how are you? This is Hammer Time Radio on WBEN. And Happy New Year. 803-0930 is the number to call as we travel to Cambria and check in with John. Good morning, John. Happy New Year. You're on WBEN.
Oh, Happy New Year, Dominic. I have a question for you.
Yes, sir.
From what I understand, as of over 1st this year, if you have a fireplace or supplement your heat with a wood-burning stove or a fireplace, that according to this great state of New York, you will not be able to use regular wood to supplement your heat. Is that true?
Hmm. You are...
I understand there was a bill passed in 2019, thanks to a... Mo and his gang.
I am not aware, John, of what you're speaking about. So let's see if we can find out for you.
I would appreciate that because, I got like 20 grand tied up with something. Whatever. I was just asking because what I have in my living room would be useless then.
Yeah, I don't believe that you could ever be controlled to the extent that if you have an existing fireplace, that you would be precluded from using it.
A wood burner.
Yeah, but that would basically be the same. Let's see if I can find out, you know, what might be coming down the line here. I haven't heard anything. There's been nothing that I've gotten in any trade information. But let me see if I can find out what you're speaking about, and I can report on a future show.
I also understand that they're eliminating the sale of, as of October 1st, the sale of ATVs in this state and gasoline-powered lawnmowers.
Okay. Well, these are all interesting little facts you're stating. I'll have to do a little research to see if any of them are true, but I appreciate your calling.
Very few people know about this.
Yeah.
I pulled it up on the internet the other day, and needless to say, I was very surprised.
So you're saying that as of October 1st, you can no longer burn wood?
Yeah.
Okay.
In this state.
All right.
To supplement your heat.
Interesting. All right. Well, let me see if I can follow up on that. And, you know, again, I'll report.
Logs.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks for the call. I'm really wondering, you know, what might be to this involved with that. And we'll have to check it out to see what reality there may be to it. If anybody is aware, again, I'm not aware of any changes in, you know, the ordinances or laws that would allow you to burn wood. But if anybody is aware, certainly give us a call right now, and we'll share that with the audience. John's saying that as of October 1st, there's a new ordinance going in across the state that would preclude the use of wood for supplemental heat. You know, I'm not aware of anything, as I said. So, yeah, let me know if you know anything at 803-0930. Going back to our playing it safe and saving on your homes, insurance levels, and values. We mentioned about knowing if there's anything to do with a past history that may be suspect. And I mentioned water lines. Old pipes and valves can raise the risk of a leak and water damage. And, you know, I think it's largely true that these issues are underestimated as to a frequency level that could be creating a issue with water damage. And how significant that can be. Water can do, actually, as I mentioned before, sprinklers can do more harm than good, with the water damage being greater than the fire damage. Nearly a third of home insurance claims are from water damage, the average running around $10,000. Many insurers will offer a discount if you install a water leak detector near the kitchen sink, washing machine, water heater, and other flood-prone spots, even as much as 10%. By alerting you to a minor drip early, these monitors can limit the damage and some even shut your water off. As smart home technology becomes more widespread, some insurers are actually starting to offer discounts if you have a monitoring system that connects to an app on your phone, which is certainly smart. I think we are not yet to the point where we're using, you know, smart home technology as effectively as we can and hopefully will in the future, as it relates to issues like this that can really, you know, really help captivate the essence of running your home properly. Let's see here. A texter is writing in, ATVs, he mentioned those, and gas-powered lawnmowers are currently on a bill that's not passed yet. And then another texter has given me a website to check out on this firewood in New York issue. So let's see if we can figure that out before we even end the show today. Again, I usually pride myself in hearing about this stuff, you know, as it comes down the line, and this one has gotten past me. I don't know anything about this wood-burning issue. Another texter writes, two bills in New York State Legislature, one to ban natural gas in New York City new bills. That one I heard about. They want to go to all electric. Others trying to ban wood burning in New York State because of global warming. Okay, so could be, you know how it is living in this state. But let's see if we can find anything out more, and we'll report it to you, as I said. 803-0930 if you'd like to participate in the program. If you have a comment about banning wood burning in New York State, what are they going to take away next, huh? 803-0930, outside Buffalo, 1-800-616-WBEN. Good morning from Dominic Cortez. This is Hammer Time Radio on WBEN. Everything for your garage is available in three easy steps from Gorilla Garage Gear. How about a new garage door or having your garage door serviced? Yep, they do that. How about an epoxy floor like I have? I love it. So easy to get rid of the winter grime, just a little water and a squeegee. It looks like brand new, like a new car showroom. And it's attractive as an entry point to our home. And lastly, how about organizing your garage with storage equipment, slat walls, and cabinetry? All these products available through Gorilla Garage Gear. The phone number is 715-6927. 715-6927. The website, GorillaGarageGear.com. When you speak to them about their services, they'll give you a discount by mentioning that you listen to Dominic on Hammer Time Radio. That's right. You'll save up $200 by booking your epoxy floor for the spring and additional discounts if you combine that with another one of their services, garage door or storage equipment. Give them a call today, 715-6927. Everything for your garage is available at Gorilla Garage Gear. Go, go, Gorilla! And always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
My approach to my first experience with cancer was wrong in so many ways.
Sarah Sade shares the mistakes she made after being diagnosed with cancer.
I did no due diligence on the doctors. I went based on what a couple of friends had done. Some of the world experts in their fields of cancer are at Roswell. I didn't realize that.
As Sarah learned too late, after multiple reoccurrences of cancer, being treated first by experts who specialize in your specific cancer and not by who your friends recommend is so important. Please take just one day to talk with our experts here at Roswell Park before you make any decisions on your cancer treatment.
If Roswell had been involved at the inception, at the beginning, I definitely think it would have been a different story.
Before you make any treatment decisions, please call Kim Sweeney at 1-800-ROSWELL to spend one day with us or visit justonedaywithus.org.
Planning to be out and about this holiday season? So are flu and COVID-19. Now is a good time to get both vaccines to protect yourself and others. You can get a flu shot and a COVID-19 vaccine, or a flu shot and a COVID-19 booster if you're eligible at the same time. Help keep flu and COVID-19 from spreading. Get vaccinated, wear a mask, wash your hands, and stay at home if you're sick. Learn more at health.ny.gov/flu.
Son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Our whole philosophy in dental care is of a minimally invasive approach where we try to preserve as many teeth that a person has and preserve as much of their natural tooth.
Feel great.
We don't have to grind down healthy tooth structure in order to protect it anymore. We can actually remove the unhealthy structure or filling and bond in a onlay that's tooth colored just as strong as your tooth.
The Buffalo Dental Group.
The more tooth that we can preserve, the stronger that tooth is. And that's the crux of what we do.
Once you do a crown, it's always going to be a crown. If you do an onlay or an inlay, something that we talked about, the minimally invasive portion, you still have healthy tooth structure to work with. I'm Dr. Ellen Vossler.
And I'm Dr. Bernie Kolber. Call us today at 634-1234.
The Buffalo Dental Group on Main Street in Williamsville and at the corner of Englewood and Kenmore in North Buffalo.
The Buffalo Dental Group.
That's 634-1234.
Look good, feel great.
Here's a message from Brad and Brian Stamm from the Stamm Law Firm, your estate planning and asset protection attorneys.
We all look forward to things in life such as a wedding, buying a home, or starting a family. We prepare for many of the happy things, but push off the things that are not so easy to talk about, like your will or who will take care of your family if tragedy strikes.
This kind of preparation is not only important to each individual, but vital for your loved ones. One of the greatest things you can do in life is help preserve your family's future. And with the ever-increasing cost of going to court, or living in a nursing home, preparation is the key.
You've heard us talk about the basic three in Medicaid planning and how important that is. We encourage everyone to contact our office and talk about the things that are difficult to think about, but absolutely must get done.
We will help you create an overall estate plan that not only makes sense, but protects you, your assets, and your family members forever.
Call the Stamm Law Firm at 631-5767 or go to stammlaw.com. That's stamlaw.com to set up your free consultation.
Hammer time.
10:49 is the time on WBEN. It's Dominic Cortese, and a texter, a caller, brought up the topic of banning wood burning in New York State. I did find from the WSYR-TV website, I Googled banning wood burning in New York State, and this report came up. It's a news report from that station, WSYR, in Syracuse. And reading, quoting exactly as it's written on their website, as we ring in the new year, some of you have reached out to News Channel 9, your stories team, wondering if you'll still be able to burn wood or wood products in 2022. And the news report, the reporter, by the way, is Adrienne Smith. She says that they reached out to New York State Department of Energy Conservation to find out if there's any changes to the current policy to ensure you know the most up-to-date ruling starting January 1. A DEC spokesman confirms to News Channel 9, New York State is not considering passing legislation that would prohibit anyone to burn wood or wood products in 2022 at this time. However, the state's Climate Action Council is researching ways to limit greenhouse gas emissions and achieve the goals of the Climate Act proposed by former President Barack Obama. The draft of the CAC scoping plan does not contain any specific recommendations directly related to wood burning, but conservations are in the works about putting New York State on a path to an 85% reduction in greenhouse gas emissions by 2050. In this drafted plan, members of the council's advisory panel describe scenarios where wood consumption decreases within the time frame until 2050. So it looks like they're talking about it and they're trying to make it happen. But I don't know. It's not yet on the books, as from far as I can tell. To Buffalo we go. And Bob, good morning. You're on WBEN.
Good morning, Dominic. We live in a county that says that if you smoke a cigarette on a sidewalk by a bus stop, you can be ticketed contaminating the air.
Yeah.
I want you to know, and I want to bring up one quick point, but I want you to know that I was watching a special about zero emissions and how it's killing the planet, because they have to sit there and mine nickel, and in order for China to get it nickel, they have to get rid of the rainforest because it's in the way. And this is just really unbelievable on what's going on. And I would point out that all of our hydropower here that we produce mm-hmm. was someone else and doesn't serve us at all.
Yeah.
It won't be long before they go after your barbecue, whether it's your charcoal, your gas grills, or your smokers.
Mm-hmm.
And I've mentioned this before with the Clean Air Act that they passed in the state, and apparently nobody wants to sit there and listen to reason. We just pass laws and let them rewrite history as time goes on. So I would just say this, Dominic, and I'll let you go because your time is valuable. You know, it was just 15,000 years ago we had giant glaciers right here in our backyard. And apparently people do not know how the planet actually works. So thank you very much for your time this morning.
Well, I appreciate your call. And, you know, it kind of does open up a whole topic of discussion that we could have about understanding climate change. You know, you can read a lot about this and you'll get conflicting reports from where you go, based on largely the news source that you're using to do your research, which makes it difficult, right? Because, you know, I think we all agree that it's difficult today to know where your news is coming from as to whether it's reliable or not. And I think climate change falls into this category. I think we're largely led to believe there are serious issues in the climate. And I think maybe they may be the case, but it seems like there's an ebb and flow, too, from what I've read about climate change, that things do reoccur and cycles do happen. So this whole idea of the nanny state and controlling our lives is a concern. I do agree. I think to some extent having clean air is important, but limiting our personal choices is something that shouldn't be allowed. yeah, it's just an interesting dynamic here, greenhouse gases and the effect on the climate and how that's going to impact our ability to burn wood and even cook on a barbecue. Yeah, I'm certain there will be a great debate that will come from this. But thank you for all those comments. And I'm glad I was able to find the report from the Syracuse News Station to help clarify that there's nothing imminent regarding wood burning. However, it is on the radar of the Climate Action Council and the whole idea to reduce greenhouse gas emissions and keep our air cleaner. Who would dispute clean air, right? But limiting our free right to live in our homes and function the way we'd like is certainly the question. 803-0930 as we travel to Amherst next and say good morning and Happy New Year to Jay. Good morning, Jay. You're on WEN.
Good morning, Dominic. I appreciate your show and your commentary, and a Happy New Year to you and all your listeners.
Well, same to you, Jay.
Well, I just want to make a couple comments. The gentleman that just was before me, I'm in my mid-50s, and not too long ago, in the 1970s, when I was in elementary school, I remember vividly being taught that a new ice age was coming, that the Earth was cooling down, and and we're just talking a couple of decades ago.
Right.
And when I share that with some younger people, they don't know what I'm talking about. It, like I'm making this up. And I said, no. I said, so it's amazing how it has flipped. You know, this whole agenda, we went from global warming, which I'm sure you remember that term.
Yes.
But the science did not support global warming.
Right.
So we had, not we, forgive me if I sound overly political. The communist Democrats said we have to flip the script, and now we're going to say climate change. Well, if you have a brain in your head, you realize that the climate is always changing. That term means nothing. It's vacuous.
Right. Right. I guess this goes back to what I said just a moment ago, Jay, about where do we get our news from? And, you know, where can we truly rely on a source of information that's been researched and is factual?
Correct. And I agree with you 100%, whether it's this particular topic or it's some other divisive topic or it's political, presidential elections. I ask friends and family all the time what you just said. I ask them, where do you go for your news? Because the answer they give me, in most cases, is going to tell me the rationale they have for whatever the issue is.
There you go, because everyone has an agenda. And the other thing that troubles me about news today is that it's so tainted, and this goes on both sides of the spectrum. And I find it, you know, kind of offensive that news can be related to revenue. And what I mean by that is that, you know, it's all about getting your attention. And getting your attention means they keep your attention. You keep focused, and therefore then you're supporting their revenue stream with their advertisers. And that is so disingenuous that we are now fed, really, misinformation from both sides, all based on ratings.
Correct. And I would say this pandemic for the past 18 months, 2 years, is based on what you just said. So you have, some people call it the fear porn. You have to terrorize the nation, the community with cases.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever it is, it's at the top of the news. It's on the radio. It's on cable news. It's in the newspaper. No matter where you go, it's on the internet. It's the fear porn of this pandemic, and it's ongoing. And like you said, it's a revenue stream, and it is disingenuous. It is biased, and there certainly is an agenda behind it.
Yeah. I wonder what that is, though. I mean, maybe there's something bigger than this as far as, like, industries that may be behind some of this as far as taking away wood burning. I don't know what that's going to lead to as far as a motive on anyone. But it's an interesting topic, and I wish we had hours more to talk about it. But, Jay, Happy New Year, and thanks for sharing your comments with us.
Well, thank you, Dominic. And again, Happy New Year to you and your family as well.
Okay. Didn't think we would get into a... It's funny how you never know what's going to happen, right, Jer?
Exactly.
You know, we always open the show with the hope that we'll interact with you, the listening audience. And it's always refreshing to see that you're out there listening and paying attention. Texter writes, thank you guys for everything you do. We have several radios in the home. Almost never watch TV, and the radios are all set to WBEN 930. Well, we thank you for that, and we wish everybody out there a happy and healthy new year, and to continue burning your wood and use your fireplaces. I used mine last night for New Year's Eve. When you think about homesteaders and people that live off the grid, what do they use to heat their houses, right? They heat it with wood. They can't take that away from us. Anyway, we'll look forward to seeing you next Saturday, same time, same place, right here on WBN as we begin our 33rd year. Happy New Year again, Jerry. Happy New Year to you. Have a great week, everybody. And always remember that life may be hard by the yard, but by the inch, it's a cinch.
WBEN Buffalo, WKSE 3 HD3 Niagara Falls. An Odyssey station.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.